To all the towns in between, Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Well, welcome to the program. We are broadcasting live today from the Senior Expo, the Winter Expo, here at the Anderson Fieldhouse. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host of Speak Up 2.0. It's a terrific Wednesday, a Thursday out there. A little gloomy, you know, it looks like it wants to rain, but not sure. I was in Kingman yesterday and it poured. Oh my gosh. But, you know, the weather, you know, fluctuates a little bit in our community. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Dolaughlin Outlet Mall, Barron Services, experts in pools, designs, installation, and schedule maintenance, experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, complete installation and repairs, replacements, and monitoring, experts in landscaping, beautiful design, and complete installation, experts in pest solutions, why they can do residential or commercial, and then schedule treatments or problem areas. And then plus weed control. So if you need Barron's, give them a call at, hold on here. There we go. Hand that to him. Call Barron's at 758-5499. And we're also brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. If you need a little bit of money, a vacation home, or maybe an add-on or a refi, call the president and CEO, Chad Hansen. You know, in third grade, he went out to recess and he wrote his first mortgage. Let me tell you, this guy has been doing mortgages forever. So if you want an expert and you want someone who's going to save you money and treat you right and get you fair money at a fair rate, you want Chad Hansen. So call 928-288-2691. And we're also brought to you by TWN Communications. Everybody can't wait for TWN Communications. They're partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to our community. Fiber-based technology ensures that you will have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and business connected. I love that sentence. Pre-register today at mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095. And our first guest here on Speak Out 2.0 from the Winter Expo is one of the guys who sit back and said, we need a Winter Expo. Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Put that right in front of your mouth.
Whoa.
This is Jack Hakem, our former mayor, and now he's qualified to come through as a senior citizen at the Senior Expo.
Senior Expo, that's it. I got my bag, and I'm walking around, and I'm picking up everything that I can.
I know. All you need now is a cane.
Oh, I got one at home, but I'll be bringing it in soon. next year.
So when you were mayor 9 years ago, this came about.
I'll tell you how it came about. A lot of the winter visitors would stop me during my term as mayor, and they would say to me, where is this at? Where is that? What is there to do? And where do we go from here? And I went in and I talked to Toby Carter. And I said, Toby, we got to do something. And he said, well, like what? We got to have an expo. We have a lot of businesses that our snowboards aren't aware of. He said, okay. So I went down to the chamber. I talked to the chamber. I said, let's put together something with the businesses to have an expo. And they did. Okay. And turned out, the first one turned out really, really good.
Okay.
And then some of the businesses that didn't participate said, oh, we really missed out.
Right.
Said, yeah, you did. It turned out really good. And I greeted everybody that came in at the door.
Right.
All right. And I gave them little trinkets. And I said, welcome, and everything else. And it turned out really nice. It was real personal. And here we are today, and look at this.
It's huge.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful.
Because you kind of outgrew the chamber. Then they went to the high school for a few years.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
And now they've outgrown the high school, so now they got the whole football field at the Anderson Fieldhouse.
It makes me really proud to know that there's something like this is happening and all the businesses that are here. So if you haven't come down yet, come on down. You have till 2 o'clock.
Right.
And see what's out here. You'd be amazed. And you don't even need to bring a shopping bag.
Oh,
because there's all kind of bags here to pick up and load up. It's wonderful.
And John Hassett was here earlier.
And yeah?
And he says to me, he says, you know, this is Halloween for senior citizens. They get to go around every booth and get stuff.
It's true. I even got my bag. I got T-shirts in here.
Yeah.
I got
candy.
Everything in here.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Well, it is. And that's what it's about.
It is.
And there's a lot of services here for the seniors.
Yes, there
is. You've got home health. You've got Warm C is here. Valley View Medical Center is here.
Everything.
If you want to buy a new car, we got Anderson and we got Finley here.
But it's not just for seniors.
It's no.
Everything.
And that's why they changed it from Senior Expo to Winter Expo.
Uh-huh.
But it does feature a lot of businesses. We got the Boys and Girls Club Thrift Store here.
Mm-hmm.
We got the City of Bullhead next to us talking about their senior games.
Uh-huh.
Which senior game are you going to be in this year?
Oh, probably the one with the canes.
Okay, they're off and racing.
Okay, who could twirl it for?
And then in 2 years, Jack will be back at the senior games in his little mobile cart.
And mobile
they'll be
cart,
racing,
yeah,
you know.
No wheelchair cart.
Yeah, exactly. You got to have an electric one that you can race.
Totally.
Yeah, well.
I'll have it souped up, too.
Yeah, we'll tell Jackie Walker we need races around the football
races
field at Mojave High School.
That,
yeah.
That'll work. You know, I bet that would be something to have, too.
Because then you're going to get some guy that was a mechanic, and he's taking that thing, and he's got it all souped up, you know.
God bless those people, okay?
they used to say that old truck drivers become dispatchers. You know? Now old mechanics become, they get their scooter, and they fix it up. You know, it's got rims on it, and it's got a four-cylinder engine in there somewhere.
I would take mine to a specialty shop.
Yeah, and we have one now in Bullhead.
The scooters?
Yes. Well, not for scooters, but he would fix yours.
Good.
This is for the little off-road ATVs and stuff.
Yeah,
there's a guy that's
great.
Brand new right across from the Goodwill store on 95 there. Next to the
lube.
The building next door, he's doing, you know, fixes them up and does custom work and stuff like that. So,
gosh, the city has grown so much.
Hasn't it, though?
Oh, my goodness.
Now we got a Popeye's chicken coming.
Oh, my goodness.
And Jersey Mike's is going to open like any day.
And that's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's so good.
They're great sandwiches.
Oh, incredible.
There's one in Kingman. When I go to Kingman, I go to Jersey Mike's for lunch because, you know, it's good food and we don't have one.
I know.
You know, I can remember the day we would go to In-N-Out out of town, and now we got an In-N-Out.
I know.
And you went to Carl's Jr. out of town because now we got two Carl's Jr.'s. And so Bullhead is growing.
It's growing. It's growing. And you know what? When I go back to L.A. area, I can't wait to come back home.
Yeah.
You know, just get on. Once you get on the freeway, it's like, I can't handle this. And Carol, my wife, she would say, I'm driving. I can't deal with it.
I know.
It's too much.
L.A. has become the concrete city.
It is.
I mean, you've got off ramps that are 3 and 4 stories high.
Yeah.
You know, and you're up there and you're transitioning going, oh, my God, I'm getting a nosebleed up here.
And then I'd say to her, well, when the hell did they put this in?
Yeah. How come I didn't see it going in?
I
was only here 6 months ago and this wasn't here.
I know.
The construction and everything. And
but, you know, we're getting a lot of traffic here.
Oh, we are.
Okay.
We are.
Just coming here, the traffic was on 95.
And our real estate industry is bonkers right now. And they're all saying there's not enough inventory. People want houses. There's no houses to give
them. That's true.
You know? And who would have thought that? Who would have thought we'd be in a position that there were no houses to sell?
When we first started this 9 years ago, it's a chamber. And I'm walking around here now in this big
field house.
Here.
Yeah.
Field house. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, look at all of these booths. look at all of these businesses and look at this crowd.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
I mean, it's fabulous. And the visibility for these businesses and time to have one-on-one conversations.
Absolutely.
You know, it's fantastic.
You know, you got to come down. If you're in the area, stop in here.
Yes.
You'd be amazed what you could see and what is available here for you.
Come down to the field house.
Come down to
if you don't know where it's at, it's at the south end of the parkway. You've seen it. So come down, park outside. It doesn't cost a thing to come in. Dr. Ziri is meeting people at the entry, and he's giving them a bag, a nice red bag from Living Waters,
mm-hmm.
who is one of the sponsors of this event. And hi, Kim Cool. And you go around, and you get information from the booth. You get pens and pencils and candy and hats
mm-hmm.
and T-shirts.
And I got a couple of trinkets already. I picked up T-shirts and things I'm taking home.
Yeah.
But it's just wonderful. It's, everything is here. And if there's something you're like looking for, it's here.
That's right.
And everyone is so wonderful. So you got to stop by.
Stop by. If you need a new car, we got Anderson and we got Finley here. You can talk to them about a car.
Did you see that? Was it the T-Bird?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
I know.
What it's like.
You need one.
Yeah, I'm going to get two of them.
What for you and Carol? A blue and a pink one?
Yeah. She'll take the blue one and say, keep the pink one.
Like man. The commercial on TV where the guy walks out and he goes, that's my truck. Oh, no, I love this color.
I like this color.
I like red. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
So, well, Jack, thank you for stopping by.
Oh, you're welcome.
And have fun when you go.
Thank you for all you do, too.
Well, we stay busy, you know.
It's wonderful. It really is.
It's a good town, and it's a great opportunity to here today to visit with the people. But it's a great town to be involved in.
But you've been around a long time in this city, and you've done an awful lot to
40
promote
years.
This market. I know, but you've promoted this market. You've been in there, and you know, as former mayor and being involved, and I personally appreciate everything that you have done.
Well, thank you.
And keeping this city going. And
now I'm fortunate that I have Radio Central behind me.
Yes.
You know, and here we are at the field house today, and Steve just did a two-hour remote over on the country station
mm-hmm.
for 2 hours and interviewed a bunch of the businesses, and now I'm going to do Speak Out from here for the next 45 minutes. And so, yeah, it's good, and thank you for stopping by and telling us how this all started 9 years ago.
9 years ago.
Yeah, you and Toby putting your brains together and
We got to do it. And everybody just came together that time, and that it was like, will it work? Wow, did it work?
Yeah.
You know, and we stood at the door, and we greeted everybody who came in. We gave them little trinkets.
Yep.
And that was it. And then look at it.
Amazing.
Get bigger and bigger.
Yep.
So I'm proud of that.
You should be. Well,
I
thank
am.
You for stopping by.
And thank you for all you've done, too.
Go fill up the rest of your bag.
I am. I might get a couple more bags, too.
All right.
Thanks,
we're going to take a break and come back here on Speak Out 2.0. Have a great day out there, everybody. Come down here to the field house. Like Jack said, come down. Walk around. It doesn't have to be senior citizens. People are out at lunch right now. Come on down to the field house and check it out. Walk around. Have a great time. We'll be back after this. Okay, I think we're back now. Well, welcome back to the Anderson Fieldhouse Speak Out 2.0. We're doing our show live down here on the floor, and we're with Tina Payden. How are you, Tina?
I'm doing so good.
Uh-oh.
How are you?
Good. Let me turn you up a little bit here. So Tina was with our Chamber of Commerce for a couple of years?
About a year and a half.
Yeah, and then she left and went to Mojave Electric Cooperative, and now you've branched out even more, and you're doing hospice care?
Well, I'm with three different companies.
I know. At least you're not bored.
I'm not bored, but I'm with New Image Primary Care, I'm with Family Care Home Health and Hospice, and then I am with A&B Passages.
Wow.
Yes.
So are those three companies working together currently, or are you just representing all three?
I represent all three. They're all three separate entities. I just help out with all of them. I do marketing for all of them. And they all kind of go hand in hand. They do have similar people playing roles in there and things like that. But with A&B Passages, it's an assisted living home designed specifically for hospice patients.
Oh, okay.
And we take any hospice that wants to put their patients in there. it's private pay, you know, that type of gig. And then family care is obviously based off referrals and with insurance and things of that sort. And
wow.
Then, yeah, and then now we have the new clinic.
Yeah. So you've branched out into medical.
Yeah, I had,
that was a big step.
I was a CNA a long, long time ago.
Oh, you were?
I was.
I never
yes.
knew that.
When I used to bartend at Chili's, I was a CNA as well. I worked two jobs.
Wow.
So I'm pretty familiar with it already as far as the CNA portion, and I've obviously worked in like a skilled nursing home area.
Right.
So it's not that different. I'm no longer practicing, so I don't have my hands like in the actual medical care
right.
side of it. It's just the marketing, the events, the assistant type.
Well, good. And you're doing this kind of part-time because you want to spend more time with your kids.
Yes, exactly.
How cool is that?
So I work part-time. I do 3 days a week, Monday through Wednesday. And then sometimes with my grandpa's lucky enough, I help on Thursday and Fridays with Perfect Water and Perfect Tanning Man.
Ah.
So it's like a 5-gig juggle.
All right. But you do get more time with your children.
I do. I have one daughter, and I'm super blessed because I get to be home with her. And my new bosses are so flexible and so just, you know, they're the best.
Okay.
They're great. Yeah.
How cool is that?
It's pretty cool. It's beyond my wildest dreams, to tell you that.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Good. So let's talk about each one of them, what they do.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, I thought you were going to ask me a question. Like, look at me. So with family care, I mean, it speaks for itself. It's family care, home health, and hospice. So we do home health and hospice. We do it all the way from Kingman to Lake Havasu on all Arizona side. We can't service Needles. We can't do Laughlin.
So basically all of Mojave County.
All of Mojave County, yes. And we have everything from speech therapists to, you know, social workers to doing respite care, CNAs, nurses, everything like that. We take care of all of your hospice and home health needs.
So somebody that maybe have just come out of a hospital and might need medication at certain times, you can take care of that.
Yes.
Okay.
So they have like a plan of care. They'll take care of you. One great thing that I always like to highlight is we are a VA preferred hospice, which is great. Like, there's no other blessing that you can ask for.
Yeah, that's right, because they want to make sure all your T's are crossed and your I's are dotted.
Exactly. They are very thorough. So to be able to have that is like a blessing.
Good.
And so then with the clinic is recently opened. So we have a nurse practitioner that works in there. Her name is Michonne Newman. She's been locally practicing for over 10 years, about 15 years locally. So it's really great. She specializes in cardiology. We right now are doing it about 3 days a week. We would like to be 5 days a week. And we accept all different insurances from, you know, Medicare, Humana. We do private pay as well. We've been doing rapid COVID testing. And the best thing about it right now is it's only a 7-day turnaround time for appointment. And that's like at a max.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, because some people are booked up solid where it's 3 months where we're able to get you service in 7 days. And
that's
we're different than like an urgent care or a walk-in clinic. We are genuinely like wanting to build clientele and patients and have like an actual.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's good. Now, where's that clinic at?
So our clinic is at 2580 Highway 95, Suite 203.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And that's going really good. So we're hoping to be 5 days a week. And then the last company of the three is A&V Passages. It is an assisted living home designed specifically for hospice patients. We do some respite patients, but we wanted to create a safe, comfortable, clean environment for people to pass.
And when you talk about respite, that's the family that's taking care of somebody at home, like, you know, grandpa, but now they want to go on vacation or they want to go do something. Well, what do you do with grandpa?
Right.
So you can take him to that home. They'll take care of him for the time you're gone.
Yes, exactly. So you can bring him, whether it's a week, a month, you can come in. It is private pay only as of right now, but you can bring him in 2 weeks. You know, it's all inclusive. We'll take care of them. We'll make sure that they're well taken care of, bathed, cleaned, you know. If they're up and alert, we'll make sure to do activities with them.
So are they working to get Medicare certified and take insurances?
With assisted living, it's a little bit different of a process rather than home health and hospice.
Okay.
So they are working to try to get some sort of type of insurance, but most are only private pay.
Okay.
And most assisted livings are only private pay nationwide. That's just
all right.
The gig.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do people get in touch with you if they have questions or they want to know more about these buildings?
So, right. If you have any other questions, the last speaker. If you have any questions, you can give us a call at the Family Care. It's 928-299-5100. We have a Facebook page for all three businesses, Newmidge Primary Care, A&B Passages, and Family Care Home Health and Hospice. And we will take care of whatever you need or you can just shoot us an email. My email is tinap@healthcareliaison.com.
All right.
All right.
Tina, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Larry. It was a pleasure.
Have fun out there today.
All right. Bye.
All right. Okay. I did want to mention here that the COVID numbers came out for Mojave County yesterday. Yesterday I mentioned that there was 830 cases in the state and 78 deaths. And then yesterday afternoon, Mojave County came out with their numbers of 18 cases and one death. Four of the cases were in Bullhead City, eight were in Kingman, and six in Havasu. And then this morning, Arizona came out with an update of 1,835 cases. Now, that's up 1,000 from yesterday, which I find kind of alarming, but I think it might just be some places are slow in reporting. The other thing that I discovered this morning is 506 of those 1,800 cases are just in Maricopa County. So all of a sudden, then you realize that 1,300 are spread out through the state. But it gives you an idea of what's going on. We're going to take a break, and I think my computer is back up and operating here, and that's fantastic. And we'll be right back, and we'll chat with another guest. Stick around.
The Electric Cooperative has been working strong to complete our fiber optic project. We now have nearly 130,000 feet of fiber installed, and members are closer to receiving service from our partner, TWN, for the first phase of our fiber optic broadband internet service. Please continue to be patient as we work hard to complete this fiber network for our electrical system enhancements. And if you have any questions or would like to pre-register, please call 928-763-1100, option 0, to speak with our liaison.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Historic low interest rates are still here, and it's time to refinance before it's too late. The time to act is now. Grab your spouse and call us here at Mojave Mortgage. We can help you refinance without the hassle. Act now before these historic rates are gone. Visit MojaveMortgages.com to get started. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 1830581.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence, and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
The voice of the free is KNTR. You can hear the area's only FM talk station on 106.3 FM everywhere you go. Via transmitter K294BV, Lake Havasu City. Transmitter K292ES, Laughlin. And transmitter K292EU, Riviera. Three ways to hear KNTR. Streaming on KNTRTalk.com. 106.3 FM throughout the tri-state. And KJJJ HD2.
And we're back live from the Anderson Fieldhouse, Anderson Group, Motor Group Fieldhouse is the exact name. We're here for the ninth annual, the 9 years they've been doing this, Winter Expo. They call it the Winter Expo. Obviously, we're sitting here in the month of March, and it is gloomy outside, so that calls it winter. And it goes on until 2 o'clock today. It's free. You come down, park your car, walk right in. City Manager Toby Cotter was upstairs a little while ago doing a little meet and greet and visiting with a lot of the people upstairs. And I think they're going to have Dave Heath is going to be up there shortly. He's going to be visiting with people and kind of talking about what's going on in the world of parks and recreation in Bullhead City. I do want to mention that I've been talking about the Kingman raffles that they've been doing with the Chamber of Commerce. And yesterday, the winner was Lisa Hogan, and she won an open tour with Desert Wonder Tours. And then today, Barb King won a camel backpack, and that was supplied by J.M. Eagle. And so if you want to get involved in that, of course, it's $100 a ticket. And then don't forget, on the 31st, they're giving away a backpack with $2,500 in it. So how exciting is that? Real quickly, Speak Out is brought to you each and every day by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric, and of course, Walker trucks are all over Mojave County every single day. If you have an electrical issue at your residence, you call Walker. A commercial issue, you call Walker. New construction or highline power, you pick up the phone and call Walker Service Electric. They're there every day. They can come to you. And by the way, they're available 24/7 because electrical failures and problems don't happen Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Put the number in your cell phone, 718-9444, 718-9444. We're brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving Laughlin, Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, with clean, sanitized facilities. Starting off with the Laughlin walk-in over in the mall. Then there's the Fort Mojave walk-in, which is out on Highway 95, right across from Casa Serrano. The Mojave Clinic, which I could throw a rock at and hit right now because it's right by the field house and right by Target. And then they have the Imaging Center on Hancock at Train. They have the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center on Silver Creek Road at Gold Rush. Over on the Parkway, Warm Sea has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. Then, of course, they have the hospital up on Silver Creek Road. If you don't feel well or you have questions about health, call 763-2273. Claudia answers the phone and she'll get you right off to the right person to talk to. And now we have sitting here with me for the first time on Speak Out 2.0, Mr. Lance Ross. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Larry?
I'm doing wonderful.
Hey, can I do a little shout out to somebody?
Of course.
The program host. When Larry and I have known each other since the Ice Age.
Yeah.
And when I first moved to the tri-state area, I was public relations director for another organization.
You Larry, can mention them.
Huh? Yeah, for Valley View Medical Center after when it opened. And at the time, Larry was the public information officer for the Bullhead City Fire Department. And one of the very first people who welcomed me to town as a colleague and as another PIO was Larry.
Oh.
Larry,
I was a nice guy in those days.
Yeah, well, that's what they say. Well, your reputation preceded you.
Yeah.
But no, Larry introduced me to the folks that I didn't already know. I was fortunate enough that I knew a lot of folks in town because of work I had done before I moved out here. But Larry made sure that I knew the other colleagues, I knew our counterparts, was a really good guy to work with. And so we've known each other forever and ever, and it's been not just a good working relationship, but a good friendship.
Yeah, I think so, too. And now you're kind of like the PIO for the school districts, for two districts.
For two school districts.
Yeah.
We've got the Bullhead City School District, which we used to refer to as the Bullhead City Elementary School District. That's the pre-K through 8 district. We've got the Colorado River Union High School District. Crushed is the 9 through 12. The elementary district basically goes back to at least the 1940s.
Yeah.
We say the Little Red Schoolhouse, which was 1947, which interestingly was also the same year that the fire department started,
right.
Chamber of Commerce started, Mojave Electric
yep.
started. But now with a little bit of history, it looks like our history actually goes back to an elementary school that was the Catherine School District.
Oh, wow.
In the post-Hardyville days.
Wow.
So we're doing a little bit of work, some history, historical research with the museum and Department of Education. And then the high school district, which used to be part of the Mojave County Union High School District,
right.
broke off in 1989. We've got three high schools there. We've got Mojave, we've got River Valley, we've got the Crushed Academy. And in the elementary district, we've got a pre-K school, we've got three elementary schools, a middle school, and a junior high school. And we are representing all of those schools here at the Field House, which is also a high school district facility.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And during the summer, we cut a ribbon here for Gina Kovit. And it was for her, I guess, would we say the television program?
Yes.
And because now her class of students that want to get involved in television use this facility so much. They televise games. They televise sports because you can do anything in this building now. You know, it just doesn't have to be football. They have soccer games in here. They can put, because of this nice floor they've got, they can do basketball.
Right.
And so, yeah, we broke that ribbon back in August, I think, and we got a chance to see a lot of her students at work, and they were televising it up on the big screens here. And so that's a real benefit to these kids that want to maybe go off into television production.
Yes, and there are also some satellite studios as well at Mojave and River Valley. They're getting them set up with the green screen, and you've got a guy sitting across the table from you who's hosted a couple of public affairs programs already. Those are done. It's a cable origination station. The local cable company has got part of the franchise agreement requires that there be an educational station availability. That originally was Malx, and that sort of went dormant some years back. Malx didn't go dormant. The station went dormant.
Right.
And so the station went dormant, sat dormant for a while. NAU's TV station was on that channel for a little while, and then it went dormant in this market. And so now Crushed TV is on. There are games broadcast live. There are public affairs programs. There are a lot of public service announcements. And you're right. It does give students the opportunity to learn a lot of things. Directing.
Yeah. It's not just the camera.
It's not just the camera.
Right.
Right. There's some editing that's involved. And so they've got some basic skills and some advanced skills if they want to go, if that's a field that they want to go into. Now, things have changed completely on broadcasting side from the days that you and I cut our teeth in broadcasting. You know, there were old analog days. Now everything is digital.
Yeah.
From a TV standpoint, when I anchored my very first TV newscast and my first job out of college, I was doing some of the switching myself with a little control. Controlling with my thumb. The camera was on me, and that was at a CBS affiliate in a small market. These kids who are learning stuff today. Are learning a completely different environment that is really going to help them moving forward. And it may just not be working at a TV station. It can be video graphics, video production, just a whole myriad of things.
There's so much out there now.
And it is part of what I like to say is one of the unsung heroes in the local schools. And that's the CTE program, the Career Technical Education Program. When you and I were young pups, they called it vocational education.
Right.
And you still hear people say, you know, how come they don't have vocational education? How come they don't have wood shop? And how come they don't have auto shop? And how come they don't have home ec? And how come they don't have culinary? They do.
Yes.
It's just all been rebranded. And the programs in this area, the CTE programs, that we've got here are state and national award-winning programs with state and national award-winning faculty members. And then on the elementary side, we've got faculty members and programs that are helping prepare the kids so that when they get into high school, they're all set for a lot of those things.
Right.
So we've got we've got at every single grade level some wonderful, wonderful opportunities, and hopefully we're able to answer some questions about those at our table at here at the Expo.
Did you find that a couple of weeks ago when our governor, Doug Ducey, said all schools must open by the 15th, which is Monday, did you guys laugh at that since all of our schools on the river were open?
We didn't laugh at it. It was, for us, it was, well, part of it was the original executive order was closed to schools.
Right.
Then it was reopened to schools virtually. Then it was up to the, if school districts met certain metrics, then it was reopened to schools, but you still had to have a virtual option. And that's what both Crushed and Bullhead did. We reopened the schools with a virtual option. Interestingly, when we came back out of Christmas break, on the elementary side, the number of people who wanted their kids in virtual classes went up. That surprised all of us.
Okay.
So went up, I don't know, about 10%.
That's a good jump.
Yeah, it is. I don't remember what the stats were in the high school district. But when the governor said every school has to be in person again, we've been in person since last semester.
Right.
Just with the virtual option. That virtual option is not going away for the remainder of the school year. It was never his intent, never the school district's intent. Now, what the next school year looks like is still an unknown. Everybody's got to keep their fingers crossed that that there is not another surge.
Right.
Our district is in spring break right now. Some other districts won't be in spring break until next month, closer to Easter and Passover.
Correct.
And they'll take their spring breaks then. Both Bullhead and Crushed have their spring breaks now. Certainly hope that everybody is responsible, that, parents and kids are being responsible, that they're not going to be in super spreader situations and things like that, so that when classes resume in that incubation period afterwards, that there aren't any issues and we continue here on a downward downward spread.
Yeah, and the big thing is people need to not stop what they're doing. Don't stop social distancing. Don't stop mask wearing. Don't stop staying home a little bit. You know, don't stop wiping off the cart when you go to the store. Continue to wash your hands several times a day. And just don't lose any of these things that we've been practicing for the last year just because you see the numbers going down.
Right.
And we need to keep them down, and we need to keep moving that direction. So I know in the schools they're doing sanitation. Which, you know, they used to clean a classroom. Now they got to sanitize a classroom. I've had Dr. Carolyn Stewart on the show, and we've talked about that, and the simple fact that that's a whole new realm for education, and for teachers too. You know, teachers that were 6 months, 8 months ago doing Zoom classes that didn't know how to do a Zoom class, and have never done Zoom, and all of a sudden now you got to keep track of 24 kids on your computer.
Yes.
And I've had students on the air that have talked about the difficulties at home too. I just had, Monday Dr. Carolyn Stewart was on the show because it was International Women's Day and I had five prominent women and Carolyn was the first one I contacted and said, you gotta do the show. And she said, well, I'm not gonna be there that day. And I said, well, you still gotta do the show. And she goes, I'm taking the day vacation. And I said, you still gotta do the show. And she said, I'll have to do it by phone. And I said, why? She goes, I'm taking my cats to the vet. Oh, okay. So she did. But in talking with her and talking with teachers and talking with students, I don't think our governments were prepared for the difficulty that they shoved down to these kids. And the other day we had Mojave Mental Health on the air, and we had a child specialist with the Mojave Mental Health, and she was talking about how kids – that's their major structure of their day, that classroom. Their home could be chaotic with a mom and a mom's boyfriend or maybe a grandparent living with them or who knows, a parent with an addicted to something. So the only safe environment and consistent and structured is that classroom, and how many kids have missed that and really found that void.
Yes, and one of the things that, and I want to be careful how I say this, one of the challenges, and you and I have talked about this before, is that it's very much of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation.
Right.
There are no easy answers, no easy fixes to it. It unfortunately, people have polarized a public health situation. And so, and the school districts are right on the forefront of
right.
that. So whatever the school districts decide to do, you're going to have folks say you haven't gone far enough, and you're going to have folks say you've gone too far.
Right.
So looking for that common ground, of course, both Crush and Bullhead have governing boards. They are elected school board members,
right.
and those of us on staff carry out the policies of the school board members. And that's also very important to
understand that how it works.
That's right. And those of us who are in administrative capacities, yeah, there are some things that we can do day-to-day operationally on our own. But from a policy and procedure standpoint, those are things that come down from school boards. And in some cases also the state,
right?
State Department of Education, governor's executive orders, whatever. But the other really important thing out of all of this, too, is that we just have to keep focusing on the kids. You know, that's the main thing for the betterment of the kids.
Exactly.
And the kids really have been resilient, and there have been some really wonderful relationships, I think, that have developed, too. I was just talking to one of the teachers who was helping me at our table, and she was telling me about, and you were talking about the structure.
Right.
And there was a kid who was having some home issues and returned to the classroom after having to do everything with Zoom, and the teacher told the kid that she cared about him, and the kid's response was, yeah, like I'm really supposed to believe it.
Ooh.
And the teacher said, no, I do. And now that the semester has gone on, the child realizes that, yes, the teacher really does care about the kid. Kid may not be getting that kind of care and support at home.
Right.
But he's getting it.
That's why it was so strange to him when she said that.
It was an anomaly.
Exactly.
It was an anomaly.
Exactly. Wow. A lot going on.
Yeah,
a lot going on. Well, thank you for taking a couple minutes.
Thank you.
And visiting with us. And you're talking with a lot of the people coming through.
Yes.
Are they saying good things about our districts?
They are. Now, it's a combination of course, a lot of snowbirds.
Yeah.
And some locals. And a lot of the folks are of our age or older. And so they don't have kids or grandkids in school. And what we're trying to hit a couple of different things. One is let people know about the Arizona Extracurricular Tax Credit Program.
Oh, yes.
That's really important. If you file your taxes in Arizona, and even if you don't, you can still do it as a contribution. But we're also trying to remind people that if you don't have kids or grandkids in school, there are still there are volunteer opportunities with the school districts when things open up again. Facilities like this, being part of the school district, if somebody wants to go to an art exhibit, if they want to go and see a Broadway show at Mojave High School, if they want to go to a choir concert at Mojave or River Valley, if they want to go to the seventh or eighth graders doing a violin concert at the junior high school, those things are open to the public. And, again, something you and I have talked about before. I want to box people between the ears when they say there's nothing
to do.
Nothing to do.
Yep.
And there are so many things to do. The city, of course, has got so many opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
And at the school districts, we've got so many things to do. We want our winter visitors and our locals to know that you may not have set foot in school for a long, long time, but if we've got something going on, a free adult education class, anything like that, come on.
Yep.
We're here for.
What's the phone number of the DO? If people have questions, they want to call you
They can call me, 928 758-3961. And the Public Information Office is at extension 1412.
1412 instead of 411.
Yeah.
All right, Lance Ross, thank you so much. Appreciate you. And
we
bump into each other about once a week at Maverick, and he's headed to work, and I'm headed across the river to do the show. And it's good to see you.
You too.
And you're doing good.
Yeah, okay. As are you. And happy birthday to the boys.
Yeah, they were 10 months old yesterday, and closer to two.
Yes.
I know when they're 2 years old, they're going to become good dogs.
Yes.
Instead of terrorist puppies.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
we can't wait.
And you thought you were through being a parent.
I was crazy. Let us take a break. We're going to come back on Speak Out 2.0. Be right back.
Your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Chest pain, severe abdominal pain, or sudden numbness can be symptoms of a health emergency, and they're called emergencies for a reason. At Western Arizona Regional Medical, we know you're concerned for your safety. We are too. So don't delay care when faced with a life-threatening symptom. With limited entry points, screening, sanitizing, and social distancing, WARMC is taking extra precautions to keep our emergency rooms safe and ready to care for you. Visit WARMC.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Is it time for you to review your security system? What? You don't have a security system? Barron Security Solutions can help with that. Barron offers installation of today's best security systems and provides 24/7 monitoring with local service and support. Not sure what system your home or business needs? Let Barron Security Solutions help. With over 30 years of experience in the tri-state area, Barron is the only call you'll need to make. 758-5499. Barron Security Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Arranging or changing your insurance for your business is never easy and no fun unless you are working with Greg Idness at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Farm Bureau knows commercial coverage and protection, providing you with a coverage plan that can grow with your company, protect you and your employees, protect your building, assets, and most importantly, your customers. Call Greg today, 763-8464. Ask about workman's comp coverage, 763-8464, 763-8464.
Here's the public service calendar from Radio Central.
The Veterans Plus First Responders Trading Post in Lake Havasu City is giving shoppers 50% off store-wide throughout the month of March. Visit the Trading Post located on Sweetwater on Havasu's south side. The Social Contact Club is a private, unincorporated religious organization located at 3001 Stockton Hill Road in Kingman. The club features social events like live music and games where face masks are not required. Visit their website at socialcontactclub.com. The Colorado River Building Industry Association annual Fun and Funky Charity Golf Tournament is set for Saturday, April 10th at the Lake Havasu Golf Club. $90 per person. Includes golf, a cart, lunch, a drink ticket, and a t-shirt. More info at 453-7755.
This calendar is a public service of Radio Central stations KJJJ, Nash FM, KNTR News Talk, and KNTR Sports AM FM.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0 live today from the Anderson Fieldhouse for the 9th annual Bullhead City and Mojave Daily News Winter Expo. And Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Is it time for you to review your life insurance, auto insurance, or home insurance, or commercial insurance? Well, pick up the phone and call Greg Agnes or his staff. You got Stacy and you got David in there. They can all sit down with you and help you out. Look at your current policies, tell you what they say, and tell you if you're missing something or you need to add something or can you combine something and save money. Call 763-8464 to make an appointment. And also, the program is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions. They're here with a booth. The Loft and Outlet Mall, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Business Star, Grooming, Boarding, and Training, and TWN Communications, and they're here with a booth. Also, a lot going on. It continues to go up until 2 o'clock today, There is no fees to get in. There is no fees at any of the booths. Everyone is giving out information about their services or about their business. A great opportunity for you to, if you would normally go to a mall and, you know, see 20 or 30 stores, well, you can come here and learn all about these businesses here at the Anderson Fieldhouse. It's at the end of the parkway right off of Highway 95. You can't miss it. It's one of our bigger buildings in our community. And this is your invitation. You've got one more hour to go. Come down here and learn a little bit about our community and about the businesses. They're all here to serve you. They will all provide you with great information. We're going to be back here tomorrow on Speak Out 2.0. We have the Corvette Club coming in and the Sunrise Rotary Club. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
106.3 KJJJ Laughlin HD2.